Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash, up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sentence spent. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't come. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Every knock wanna hit a crack in a park or a Pontiac, where every little sin is to the rent, and every roach is a resident. Every truth ain't evident, every slave story present tense, every uprising consequence. Every time it be something sweet, every banker's a fucking thief. Everybody better holler with me. Every fiend need $1.50. Every crime that I did was petty. Every criminal is rich already. Every landlord got a complex. Every single is a bomb threat. Every single may I hate my verse. Everybody they gon' get it first. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we go, we taking everything.
Thank you.
gay or what?
Dream.
Banks.
Mrs. Banks.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one. The network.
In fact, the only reason I played that was because it's one of the first things in my I was on my switchboard here, and it was just like the first thing I was looking at, and I hit it and I forgot that it was Metallica, and it's just so old and dated. I apologize. It was terrible. All right, I gotta get on the mic here, so fuck, I gotta give you something, right? Gotta give you something. I'll tell you what I got to do. I got to get on the mic and I got to take a smoke break at the same time. So let's do this. And I'm also going to mix things up tonight. It's I got Fat Red Dragon here with me in the chat from the 420 Grindhouse crew. And we were chit-chatting that perhaps I might cruise over there and check them out. I kind of miss I miss their listening to their show live. Like I said, thanks. I'm cool because I smoke. Sweet. Well, I'm gonna play some other music that Knowledge is Power that I don't have the rights to, but it's not Metallica. You're right. I don't need Metallica. Doesn't need any more overexposure than they already have. You're absolutely right. And that, yeah, I apologize. That won't happen again. In fact, I'll delete that song from my... I got to clean up my soundboard anyways. It's a mess. I can't find any of my clips easily. I got to rearrange it. So, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I hope you're hearing me okay. I'm not on the mic yet. I'm going to get on the mic. I'm going to do a little technical nuts and bolts stuff throughout the show too. So my voice is going to, the fidelity of my voice is going to change throughout the course of the evening. Right now I'm talking to you just off the built-in speaker on my laptop here. And I'm going to put my headset on in a second, test that out for a little bit, see how that sounds, because I've been listening back to my broadcasts and this M audio box that I'm running my microphone into is giving me some weird, funky, it's a real hint of static. Like, it's sort of a weird digital staticky sound. I don't know. It's kind of just bothers me. So, oh, hey, I have a call here. Let's see who this is real quick. 646, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Just question.
Hey.
You have a
What? Say that again. Hello? Hello? Did I lose you? Sorry, I can't hear you. All right, whatever. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm off to a great start. All right, my switchboard's freaking out on me now, and let's try this.
Fucking garbage.
Okay, do a good one.
I'm sorry? That was supposed to, I guess that was a troll call. I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, Vince in the Bay, getting the fuck out of here for a second. I'm going to take a smoke break, and I'm going to get on the mic in a second. I'll be right back.
Both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One. According to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion. And that's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny. You know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost a dollar that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get five of these. We have to get five because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. Yeah, the DVDs of Steven Seagal. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basements. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man. I'm not getting any of that shit. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up.
Vince in the Bay.
Smoke weed every day.
Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I don't get down like that.
I do. Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay. I hope you can hear me. I am on my little headset deal now. So if perhaps Knowledge is Power 9 in the chat room can be so gracious as to let me know whether or not you are reading me loud and clear. If you can hear me, just give me a cue. Just say yes or yes, you can hear me. Whatever. It's Vince in the Bay. Taking calls tonight. It's open lines. Don't be bashful. It's just me. And I think in a little bit I might cruise over and say hello to the cannabis, the whatchamacallit, the 420 Grindhouse crew. All right, thank you. Knowledge is Powered 9. Bless you for giving me the affirmative that we are on the air. The headset is functioning. I'm breaking out this old headset. I haven't used it in a long time. Just because I haven't been really satisfied with the overall quality I've been getting with the rig that I've been using so far. I've been running a SM58 into a M-Audio box, going USB into my laptop, and just not totally satisfied with the results. So I'm going back to this headset for a little while. We'll check it out, and maybe I'll jump back on the microphone a little later. And then if you're still tuned in to the program, Mr. Knowledge is Power 9, you can give me a heads up which one you think overall sounds better. But whatever. I'm Vince in the Bay. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. I had a great program last night with Gabby Lala. So happy to have her on the show. It's been a good week. I had a couple of guests this week. A few guests this week. I had an impromptu guest on, what was it, Tuesday? Tuesday night I had this guy, Bruce, from the Cannabis Times magazine. And they have a new blog talk show that they're starting up here on a regular basis. And I think they're launching their first show on 420 of all days, of course. And that was a lot of fun hanging out with him for about an hour. And and then Monday I hung out with JC from the 510.com. And we talked about this Outside Lands lineup that was announced this week. And I saw that today they announced Glastonbury. It's like the mega fest of all mega fests. And this one's going to be, it was like U2, Coldplay, Beyonce, and just a ton of other people. It was nuts. I will not be attending that, but I am excited about Outside Lands. And so if you're in the Bay Area and you're going to be checking out Outside Lands, you should check out my show I had on Monday with JC. We kicked it. He talked about the artists. He's familiar with a lot of the artists that were there, that are going to be there. And it was really cool to kick it with him. So I'm thinking I might take a little rickety break here and maybe play something that is from an artist who will be featured at whatchamacallit, Outside Lands. And this is a local band. They are from the South Bay. They're called the Limousines. And this is a track I played the other night. It's their hit, Internet Killed the Video Star, by the Limousines, right here on Disorderly Conduct. It's Vince in the Bay, Thursday Night Live. The lines are open. Call me, bitches. We'll be right back.
I'm grateful to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and to their families. And I know all Americans share in that sentiment. For generations, the United States of America has played a unique role as an anchor of global security and as an advocate for human freedom.
America.
Mindful of the risks and costs of military action, we are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges.
America.
But when our interests and values are at stake,
America.
We have a responsibility to act.
I don't get down like that.
But I do. I'm Vincent LeBay. Hey, everybody. So now I'm on the mic. So did you hear the difference? Do you hear the difference now? Knowledge is powered 9. Yeah, I know. We're having a little debate in the chat room now. It's myself and Knowledge is Power 9. We're going toe-to-toe in the chat room debating unicorns versus horses. Which are better? He's or she, or I don't know, Knowledge is Power 9. I'm presuming you're a guy, but it's all good. I'm going to say that unicorns are better than horses because they have magical powers and they have a little horn too. And he and Knowledge is Power is saying that unicorns are merely horses with an ice cream cone glued to their foreheads. And that, I disagree. That is not correct. It is incorrect. Hooker with a penis. What does that mean? Okay. This is the problem, kids. I'm having a conversation with somebody who's in the chat who's listening to me with a 20-second delay. So this is going to get nowhere fast. But it'll be entertaining, at least for myself and Knowledge is Power 9. If you want to join me on the air, 347-826-7667 is the number. Yeah, Knowledge is Power 9. Shouts to you for joining me. Yeah, I'm calling you out. Are you a guy or a girl? And you say a hooker with a penis? A hooker with a penis. So you're a male hooker, a male prostitute. Very well then. That's good. I've got a good picture of you now in my head. I do accept pictures too. If you want to post something in the chat there, that'd be great. Really appreciate that. Minister Grok is here with us now, or not. Knowledge is Power 9 is a hooker with a penis. Very well then. So be it, Knowledge is Power 9. Thank you for joining me. Also, the Doctor's Radio Show. Hey, shouts to you for joining me as well. So anyway, it's Vincent LeBay. Like I was saying, we're going to join the Cannabis Monk crew, 420 Grindhouse kids, in a little bit. But before we do, I want to get you up to speed on... I'm trying to catch up with them because they used to do their show earlier and before I came on. So my ritual used to be I would... Because I'm a BTR addict, all right? I love BTR, especially the late-night people. And if I'm not on, I'm usually listening to somebody. And for a while, my ritual was I'd listen to an hour of the Cannabis Monk, try to call in if I could or was inspired to. And then I'd go from him and check out the first hour of Debbie Daly. Usually, you know, if I can call in, say hi to her. And then I was doing, and then it would be for a while there. I was doing my show kind of late, so then I would like pop in with for an hour of Calogenesis or even Larry O'Connor's Stage Right Show, and then I would do my show, and then I'd you know, check out whoever was late night, usually Iconoclast, TX, or Pinko the Bear, or Granny Tranny, or somebody. Those are the people I like, and. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. So Cannabis Monk was, he moved his show. I guess he had to reschedule his show. And so now he does it at the same time as me. And I know how it is. He, I've done that before where it's impossible. I love almost every other show on the air. So, you know, at some point I'm going to be broadcasting at the same time as somebody else that I like. So, oh, well. So I catch Cannabis Monk's show on the archive, and I heard that they were trying to figure out the identity of Johnny Kush from the Marijuana Happy Hour show. And so I've been following their little thread about their speculation on what Johnny Kush's identity really is. And they seem to have some ideas, which I think are totally wrong. I think he's just Johnny Kush. He's just some dude that is, a radio personality or pseudo radio personality. I don't know. And he might have a shtick that resembles some people that they've heard. I don't think he's anybody famous, but they think he's somebody famous that's moonlighting here on BTR. So whatever. I love conspiracy theories, but this is not one that I'm too worried about. But still, it makes for good fodder, I guess, for radio. And I was following along with Cannabis Monk and FRD and the crew. And so I figured after I'd finished my show last night, I was like, hey, you know, I should check out this Johnny Cush show and see if this guy, because I just had an inkling that they might have called into his show to try to get some information out of him. Sure enough, last night, FRD was on there, and he was grilling Johnny Cush and trying to get, he's like, what do you do? What's your real job? What do you do for money? And Johnny Cush is just dodging left and right, dodging questions. Just totally was getting cornered by FRD and was not divulging any information. Which I think Johnny's just a paranoid individual. I don't think he's necessarily hiding anything. I think he's just paranoid about people finding out who he really is and what he really does. I don't blame him. But whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm talking about this Johnny Cush guy. So I was listening to their show, and they started talking about me. They were talking about, first of all, they were debating about this Jason Ellis. I guess FRD is a huge Jason Ellis fan, and I didn't even know who the fuck Jason Ellis was until I started talking to FRD. So FRD, like, worships this guy, Jason Ellis. And so him and Johnny Cush were getting into it. And eventually they started talking about the 5%ers. They think there's 5% of BTR's quality. And they put my name in there, and I applaud, shouts to them for getting me in there. But it was funny because Johnny Cush said, oh, I don't like that guy. And FRD is like, why? I don't get it. Why don't you like Vince in the Bay? He's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, he's all cool to me when he calls my show, but then when I call into him, I'm like the crazy white guy that he hangs up on. He's like, well, Vince isn't black. He's like, yeah, he is. And he's like, no, dude, Vince is like a honk, as white as me. He's a white dude. He's like, yeah, but isn't he? He's like, I thought he was a black guy from the Bay Area. And I was like, no, he's a white dude from the Bay Area. So I guess Johnny Cush this whole time thought I was somebody else. Somehow he associated somebody else's voice with my name. And no, folks, I'm not, the cat's out of the bag. I'm Italian and Irish, actually. Italian and Irish. Yeah, sorry. Whatever. I don't know where I'm going with this. But yeah, I know where I'm going with this. I'm going to go over to their show in a little bit. But anyway, you should check out that episode, though, that Marijuana Happy Hour episode from yesterday where they go at it. Oh, the Jew. Of course. So they started talking about Debbie Daly. They went from me talking about me. And finally, thanks, props to FRD for clarifying that I'm white, I'm a honky. Not that it wouldn't be anything if I was black, but it was just sort of, I think he got my identity swapped with somebody else. And so hopefully things are all in the up and up with Johnny Cush and I. Maybe he'll come on my show. Who knows? Or maybe I'll call into him. I guess that's how it works. But whatever. So then they moved on from talking about me to talking about Debbie Daly, and they got really naughty about Debbie Daly. And I alerted Debbie Daly of this, and apparently that was a no-no. I don't know. People talk about you, you know, you would want to know, wouldn't you? So I was like, hey, Debbie, these guys are talking pretty nasty about you. I mean, they're talking about your body parts and stuff and getting pretty graphic. And somehow that made me, I was in collusion with them because I was listening to it and found it and called it to her attention. So I don't know if that's the reaction I get. Like, I would like to know if people are talking smack about me, I would want to know. And I wouldn't consider the person calling it to my attention being somehow in collusion with these people. But whatever. I do like FRD and I do like Johnny Cush and whatever. I'm not endorsing or not endorsing. I guess I am endorsing. Whatever. You know, I think they're great guys. I think they might have not chosen their words carefully enough, or at least I wouldn't have. I think I'd be a little more tactful. I think they're a little bit, maybe went over the line a little bit. Went a little bit farther than I would have felt comfortable doing myself. I certainly don't endorse what they said, but whatever. It is what it is. So I brought it to her attention. She didn't seem to like the fact that I brought it to her attention. So I guess I'm just going to keep my hands to myself and mind my own business and move on. Yeah. Whatever. So it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm back on the mic now. I don't know how it sounds compared to the headset, because the person that was going to be giving me feedback was Knowledge is Power 9, and all Knowledge would power with Power 9, Knowledge is Power 9 would say is, I'm a hooker with a penis. I'm a hooker with a penis. There you go. Sample that. Put it to a beat. And you've got a hit. Anywho, Vince in the Bay here for another hour and 15 minutes. Wow, did I really get through 45 minutes already? It seems like it should have been longer. All right, whatever. Hey, I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back and go bother those guys over at the 420 Grindhouse. And before I do that, oh, it hasn't loaded yet. What the hell? I just uploaded this track. I had Gabby Lala on with me last night, and she was really cool. And we talked about her. She's played with Les Claypool and a bunch of other people. And she's also opened for Buckethead. And she knows Buckethead, or she's, you know, toured with Buckethead. And I meant to ask her, like, some Buckethead questions, and we just never got to it. There's actually a lot of stuff I wanted to ask her that I never got to, so I guess I'll just save that for next time she comes on, assuming there's another time she comes on. Anyway, I'm going to go check her out tomorrow night right here in San Francisco, and it'll be cool to see her perform live. She was really fun. But, yeah, So I wanted to ask her about Buckethead, and I didn't get around to it. But in doing my show prep, I stumbled upon a post somewhere on the internet of Buckethead's latest track that he has out there now. It's pretty fucking rad. I was worried about Buckethead because for a long time I hadn't heard from him, and the only thing I'd heard was like rumors that he was sick and like in the hospital and like totally out of commission, and he hasn't performed in a long time, but apparently he's getting better and he's working on stuff again. And he came out with this track. I believe it's him with what's his name? Brain. I'm assuming. Anyway, this is Buckethead, a new track from him. You can find it at bucketheadland.com. And this track is called LeBrontron. And I'm Vincent Bay, and I will be right back with a little call over to Simulcast with the kids over there at the 420 Grindhouse. Stick around for that. Until then, it's Buckethead with LeBrontron. We'll be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. And welcome, Goofy Bone, to the chat room. Glad to have Goofy here. Apparently, he's watching the Sharks game. The Sharks are competing tonight on the ice. I don't know. Are they in the Shark Tank tonight? Let's take a look here. San Jose Sharks. They won, what's this? Is it tonight that they, it's tied right now. It's an overtime. Let's see. Sharks are playing at the Shark Tank right now. It's the end of regulation that's tied up 2-2, Sharks and Kings. And Goofy Bone is watching the game. I don't know if he's at the game or if he's just watching it, but we are going to keep you posted on that score and many other scores that are going on tonight. Looking up here at the scoreboard tonight, Montreal defeated Boston 2-0, and Buffalo defeated Philadelphia 1-1. It's your NHL Game Center update with Vince in the Bay giving you news and sports and weather all wrapped in a big bow just for you. Hey, Goofy, call in, dude. Let's chop this shit up. Or, I don't know, enjoy the game. When the game's over, call in. Let me know what's up. And, so I'm just going to... I guess I'm going to call this Cannabis Monk Show. Let's do this. Alrighty then. Let me find let me find some dialing music. Dialing music, please. Dialing music, please. Thank you. I'm operating this show totally through Skype. I've never done this before. I usually call in on a regular phone. Jesus, I can't even hold up. My God. I'm doing everything through Skype today. I'm going to even try calling in through the switchboard. I've never tried this dial-out thing before. So let's see how this works. Guest in the screening room. No, I just want to dial. Here we go. I don't know how this works. Call established. Crazy. Hello? 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 Let me go ahead and hello? Hello? Testing, 1-2. So odd. I have the number. Oh, it's gone. Okay, I don't like this dial-out feature. I don't know if anybody in the chat room even has any inkling of what I'm talking about. But if you're a VTR host, you feel my pain. I don't know if you have ever tried the dial-out feature. But I tried dialing out and dialing into another show. And I didn't hear crap. I just heard my dialing music. Whatever. All right, we'll try that again a different way, I guess. Try it this way. Dial into my show and then dial out to their show. Okay, here we go.
If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
See, the people in the know run XP. Because all the people jumping on board Windows
They're
7 right now,
Windows
it's a shit-polished version of Vista. It's the Vista engine, basically. There's not a whole lot of difference. Yeah.
Get off Bill Gates' dick, people. Just fucking run XP.
Mm-hmm. I've been seriously considered going Mac. I really have.
Oh, you're not Mac or you're not Macking already, bro?
You are clearly, you don't even like girls.
Oh, gosh.
Alright. Wait a second.
Yeah, it won't let me do that. That's so fucking stupid.
Macs are fucking awesome.
If I had a Windows 7 and that version of Movie Maker, I could figure it out in like a minute. But it's just laid out differently, and I've never used it before. So.
Answer the phone, asshole.
Got a caller. I call her on the line. Call her on the line with their hand raised, everybody.
408. Hey,
hi,
408.
Dude.
You're on the phone.
Hi, dude. Vince
What's
in the
going
bay.
On? Vince in the Bay. Hey.
Hey, I'm invading
right.
your show with my show. I miss you guys. I miss you guys. You're on the same time as me, so I can't hear you live anymore. So I just thought I'd come over and say hi and bother you.
Well, honestly, we're glad you did, man. Yeah, our scheduling is just kind of fucked up right now. We're trying to find a time slot that works for everybody. And
I just want to use this stupid movie thingy to upload my shows to my YouTubes.
Wait, here.
Is there nudity involved?
No.
Well, that's the problem. That's why it's not uploading. If there's some nudity involved, it's probably
she
just, uploading
maybe I need
a problem.
To get nudity in it.
The computer is here.
Story-wise, too. I think she said YouTube's.
I don't know. I just want this stupid thing to work.
Are you one of those people that pluralizes everything?
Yes, I pluralize.
Do you call Goofy Bone or Goofy Bones?
I don't know. Depends on how high I am.
Goofy Bones. It's a plural. She pluralizes a lot. Yeah.
Fuck all of you.
You
Fuck
do.
All the
right, you're in good company. You're in great company, though. Cowpote does that, and he's a legend.
Well, there you go.
Cowpote is legendary. The thing I'm a little disappointed, he hasn't called into the 420 Grindhouse.
He's afraid of associating himself with anything illegal in any way, shape, or form. I think it's still illegal in Minnesota.
Illegal
here too. But,
he won't even cuss. He won't swear. He doesn't. He's a straight laced guy, dude. He's pretty button up. You know.
Oh.
Well, here's. I know he listens to the show because when we first came on BTR. Our first month on, he was one of our original followers. Because I was like, I didn't know who he was then. I was like, who the fuck is Cowpoke?
Oh, well, if you show Debbie Daly any love, he will strike out with a personal vendetta against you and your show. because he is one of the many, many personalities on here that are vying for the affection of Debbie Daly, which I have to salute FRD. I heard that. I was just commenting on my show how I heard you and Johnny Cush going into explicit detail of how you'd like to exploit Debbie Daly and all her different private parts. That was inspiring. I don't know if I'd have the balls the balls to go into that far of intricate detail of, and you guys went there, and hey, you know what? Hey, respect they for did. You for having the gonads to do that.
Hey, man, that's how we roll in the Blog Talk Mafia. If I hear something I don't like, I fucking sound off about it.
Yeah, yeah. FRD has no stuff. That's why we love.
That was funny. And then the juke yeah, by then, way, that was great. That was a great episode. I'm so glad I caught that.
That awesome. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, if you didn't catch the marijuana happy hour last night, you need to go back and check that in our archives.
I owe so much to FRD for clarifying the fact that I am, in fact, a white Caucasian individual. I know there was some... See, this is the thing. There's so many myths about Vince and the Bay. First of all, I'm gay, and now apparently I'm black.
Yeah, you're basically Michael Jackson because you were black, and people say you're gay, and now you're white.
Yeah, Kush was convinced.
That's a good syndrome to have,
convinced.
Though. You know, that's a good problem to have. If I could have Michael Jackson's problems, why not? I just won't go with the pills, though.
Yeah.
I'm just going to buy
more
weed.
I want my cock in a lineup of children.
That's not even right, dude. Not even
hey,
right.
Hey, you guys want to talk to Nature Boy? You guys feel like talking to Nature Boy?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He's going to get a boner. All right. Nature Boy, you're going to be on two shows at once, dude. Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I hope he's
yeah.
Now. I hope he is inside some sort of like a metal cage, and he's just rattling that cage around
Huh?
Oh, wait. No, he's more of a pretty boy guy. So he's probably got girls in cages rattling. And he's ready to roll here. Let's bring him on. Hey, Nature Boy, what'd it do?
This is the Bay. Woo! This is the Nature Boy.
Yep.
Woo! Ric Flair. Woo! And who is this other show that you have with you tonight?
Well, these are my good friends,
the
420 Grindhouse crew. They're doing their show right now, and I've infiltrated. Will you let me finish, you fucking idiot? I'm hanging out with the 420 Grindhouse crew. It's Cannabis Monk, Fat Red Dragon, I haven't
Fat
finished
Red
yet.
Dragon,
and Hot Janelle.
Wait a minute.
And Hot Janelle.
Wait,
I haven't got the best part yet. Jesus. I try to give this guy a chance. I really do. I really try to give. That's what my show is all about. I try to give the voices a voice to the voiceless. I have Hispanics on my show. I have Jews on my show. I have retards on my show. And, you know, I give them a platform, and they just stab me in the fucking back. They won't fucking shut up. All right.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
What were you talking about? Now, have you simmered down a little bit, Nature Boy?
Yes, I have. This is a U1965 radio ripoff show artist, you. I want to talk to that Cannabis Monk and that...
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
You want a challenge? Huh? You want
it? Yeah, bring it. Bring it. Yeah, I've been waiting for a challenge from
you,
Nature Boy.
Yeah. Cannabis Monk, how dare you turn your back on the gracious Debbie Daly? What do you have to say for yourself? I want comments right now.
First of all, motherfucker, it wasn't the monk, it was me. So don't bring him into it. And what's your problem? You like Debbie or something?
It was the monk. I know it was the monk. I heard his voice. I know the monk's voice. And I know you too, Fat Red Hippo Dragon there, you. And you shut your mouth.
Yeah,
you
it was
don't
no more.
The nature boy, pal.
It was no more the monk than it was my mother, my friend.
Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
Sorry, explain your...
Explain myself.
I don't have to explain myself.
Debbie
explain
Daly,
your
you
grievance.
Don't know, you don't know who I am. I am the king of Late Night Blog Talk Radio, and my beautiful wife, Debbie Daly, she is the queen of Blog Talk Radio, and you talk shit about my wife, will you answer me, Sarah Powell?
She is the
queen. What do you got to say
she's
about
the
her?
Queen of the crack gutter.
She's
the queen of the crack gutter.
Sarah Powell.
Queen of the crack gutter. You must be very proud, sir. You must be very proud.
Yes, I'm very proud of how much I'm going to kick your ass whenever I see you face to face. You hear me, Pump? I am going to gouge your eyes out.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you bleed. I'm going to put you in the finger four. I'm going to hit you in the still
chair. Get ready for some hot fun now. Call 1-800-GET-PORN to get off with a hot slut like me for only 69 cents per minute on your credit card. That's 1-800-GET-PORN. Oh, I have your big bulge taken care of now, honey. 1-800-GET-PORN.
Did I miss something? What the
hell? Absolutely riveting, Nature Boy. Good job, buddy.
I'm going to kick
good
your
job.
Ass. You shut up, Pump. You shut up. You
okay.
You have as much talent as I do in my left nutsack.
If you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay simulcasting live with the Cannabis Month 420 Grindhouse crew.
Talent in his left nutsack.
Yeah, he did say left nutsack.
Wow. So no wonder. I mean, yeah, you'd have to be that much of a man to put up with Debbie Daly's crack habit.
You know.
What did you say?
I said you'd have to have two nutsacks to put up with Debbie Daly's crack habit, you illiterate fucking
crackhead. Crack habit. You want to talk about a crack habit? Whoa. Why don't you tell the whole world about your little cocaine habit there, buddy, huh?
We're on the network.
Have you snipped your 15-minute line yet there, buddy? No.
Sorry,
y'all.
We all know you're puffing on. That's why they call you Dragon. Because you're huffing and puffing all day long. You hear me?
We're on the network.
You got that right.
You
first,
are off
the first
the
true thing you said.
You are not worthy of the network.
Big, would you get the network started?
You will never be Debbie Daly, and you will never be the
Bitch, I am the
and
network.
That is what you hate.
The American guy. Here with you.
Come on, Fat Red
this
Dragon.
Blog Talk Mafia up in
because
here.
Because you
yeah.
have no
this is
listener.
Something.
You have no listeners.
We're on the network.
You are a bunch of idiots. That's why you're simulcasted right now with Vince of the Bay, because you're trying to get listeners. But
hey, wait
see,
a second, dude. Hang on. Time out, bro. It was
no.
my idea to come over here, bro. You don't even know what you're talking about,
say,
first of all.
I thought he came over here first.
Yeah, dude. I was the one that came over here. You just followed me over here, bro. So get the facts straight. Mm. And yeah, so continue.
Debbie Daly, I'm sick of you. Put them on mute. Put them off mute.
I'm not putting anybody on mute except for you, dude.
Vince of the Bay, kiss my ass, punk.
Sure, I will. I can't wait to do that on your show later when you cut up all my audio and turn it into some sort of playback of me kissing your ass. That's really great. Really inventive, dude.
Where the hell is that coming from?
Not something here.
Chime in there, J-Do.
I believe what we need here is some positive reinforcement, and we need some mediation. We need to come to a reasonable conclusion as adults that we stop this arguing and work things out, and everyone needs to get along.
I just like to say that all complaints should be forwarded to frdradio@gmail.com. Our new complaint department,
mm-hmm.
that's frdradio@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. That's where you send them. Other
you
that,
know.
Stick them directly up your ass.
You know your Debbie Daly, your Debbie Daly burn's going to Well,
American
Dad,
here with you, Tom. Lock Talk Radio, and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
With some
I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. And I appreciate all those wonderful, positive remarks on my new my YouTube video. Yeah, I made a
oh, my God. I don't care about your YouTube video.
With some listeners, it's going to earn you brownie points. But honestly, with some people, you're just going to get a bunch of hate mail for hating on Debbie.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh,
man.
She already hates
you know
me.
What,
she already
what
she's already decided
is,
she hates me now. She officially called me a frenemy today. I don't get it, dude.
Oh,
like
she
I've
did.
Been totally cool to her. But totally yeah, there are people that troll around that talk smack about her and then say my name out there saying how awesome I am. And they're just doing it because they know she's going to take the bait and think that I sent them. And they do the same thing back to me. They always come to me and tell me, oh, hey, Debbie Daly said this about you. And I go over there, Debbie Daly hasn't said anything about me. The only thing that's happened is they've been over there telling her that I've been saying stuff about her. And she hasn't put two and two together and figured out that the trolls are just trying to play everybody against each other. And that's what they do.
See, I'm kind of neutral when it comes to Debbie Daly. FRD, I'll just put it out there, FRD just flat does not like Debbie Daly. I'm kind of neutral. There's been a couple of things said back and forth, but I don't. It's all secondhand, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm still neutral. Hot Janelle loves Debbie Daly, so we've got a mix here. We really do. We have a mix. But yeah, FRD's got no use for.
Yeah, actually, last night on the marijuana happy hour, or he had a couple of uses he described for her.
Yeah. And if you didn't hear that show, by the way, it was fucking hilarious. FRD, Johnny Cush pulled him on air, and then they were actually joined by One Angry Jew, and it was just and Johnny and One Angry Jew back and forth was just fucking classic radio. It was just great. I don't think Cush had any idea who the Jew was or what he was getting himself into.
Okay. No, he had no clue, but he does
awesome.
Now. And you know, I'd be surprised if he doesn't get his show pulled for the shit that we talked about last night.
FRD, instigator you.
Yeah. I thought it was
you know what
amazing.
They're going to do is they're going to tune in and listen to our show. So, you know,
rock
people
on.
Love controversy, and that's really the only thing I have negative to say about anybody. And if anybody wants to hate to me, then that's cool, but I don't usually go out of my way to spout about it.
No. But, hey, that's the way the blog talk mafia rolls. That's the way the blog talk mafia rolls.
Monk, I have a question.
Fire away.
What's the difference between tortilla chips and nachos?
What?
What's the difference between tortilla chips and nachos? I can't figure it out.
The difference between tortilla chips and nachos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I smell a punchline.
I do too, and I'm afraid.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Because, you know.
There is no punchline. This is a serious question. I don't know what the difference is, and it's bugging the hell out of me.
Hey, if you know the difference between tortilla chips and nachos, I think it's just the nacho cheese. Honestly,
yeah.
If you don't have
cheese on top of it, it's just tortilla chips. But once the cheese is added, it becomes nachos. It's like guacamole. What the fuck is that? It's an avocado, and if you mush it up, it becomes guacamole. What do you want?
It becomes guacamole. Exactly. I think that's the difference.
I thought the cheese.
Get a clue. Go back to the drawing board.
I thought the cake made nachos. But then I went to this place the other day, and they had a concession stand with nachos there, and you could get nachos without cheese, and they still called them nachos. But without
that's
the cheese.
That's not nachos.
No, it has to be. They said it was. They wouldn't lie about something stupid like that.
I don't get down like that.
No. Well, I honestly think it's the cheese.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Cannabis? There's a reason why he doesn't usually talk, right? Hey, you notice I don't know if you noticed my show. I don't have an engineer. I can check this out.
I don't get down like that.
I can play sound effects on my own. Did you know you can do that?
Yeah, but no.
And then
you don't
have to worry about the person that's pressing the button opening their mouth.
Hey.
But see, that divides. That divides amongst attention and yeah.
All right, just throwing
I'd
out
some
ideas.
Else.
Just hey, you know, hey, you know, it's just honest critique. That's all. Just saying.
He's trying to get you to can my job. That's what
I'm
he's trying
troll
to do.
In a
line. He's trying to get out of an honest job.
Out of that.
Hey,
big
just throwing out ideas. Hey, I like to constructively criticize my fellow BPR hosts. It's all about respect and love and admiration. I love your show. Why else would I be over here hanging out with you guys?
Yeah, and it's going to be all about
just seeing,
respect
I, no,
and admiration.
It's a great thing you got going here. Just a few little things you could trim here and there. You know, trim a little of the fat, lean it out a little bit. You know, I'm kind of for like the lean machine. You got the trifecta. You got the hot Janelle. You got the fat red dragon, and you got the cannabis monk. Threes are good. Like,
this
think
is
of all
fucking
the great,
stupid.
Think of all the great trios, like Rush.
Not you.
Power trio. Famous, you know? It's always trios.
Yeah, and Three's Company. Don't forget Three's Company.
Patriot Greg.
Oops, sorry. And we're fixing to bring somebody else. Well, yes, on board. They're not going to be on air talent, but we are fixing to. What the fuck? Who says that? Fixing to.
Texas.
We're getting ready to bring on a PA. We need a production assistant. So actually, we're going to be a five-man operation when that happens.
I just want to download this to fucking YouTube, and it's pissing me off because I don't know how. It's fucking
no. Four and a half.
No one cares. Figure it out. It's not that hard.
It is hard. And I care.
Oh, it's hard already.
No, I could do it.
It's pulsing right now, actually. I'm sorry. Oh, is it on?
Is trying to
oh,
get
I thought I was muted. My bad. Hey, check this out.
She's
check
trying
this
to
out.
Get
the janitor's here. You guys, hush. Just a second. The janitor's here. I have a little thing worked out with BTR. I get a little extra discount on my yearly subscription if I let the BTR janitor, come on the air and talk for a little bit. Do you guys mind? It's just kind of a contractual thing.
No, absolutely. Bring the bone.
Right.
Bring the bone.
I don't think, guys, if you're familiar on my show, I have a Mexican on from time to time. He cleans the shitters here at BTR. You might have seen him in the cafeteria, changing the garbage cans. His name's Goofy Bone. He also
stealing money
a
from the
register. He's a hip hopper, and he's here with us. Hey, what's up, Goofy?
Hello.
Hey, are you up in the club or something, dude? What's up, Goofy?
The motherfucker we won, Vince.
Oh, that's right. The Sharks won in OT. Yeah, tell
us
about
it. Fucking won, Vince. In overtime, look at that beautiful shot.
I missed it.
Yeah.
Dude, Mexicans don't like hockey. Mexicans don't like hockey. What are you talking about?
This California, baby. This is how we roll. We get Mexicans that fucking watch hockey and go to games and shit.
Shit.
What up, Bone? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up? What are we on? We on the 420?
Actually, simulcasting. Vince in the Bay and the 420.
Now, that's a fucking combination. I would love to smoke.
That is a combination. If I could toss that in my bowl and blaze that shit up, I absolutely would fucking do it.
I just did. And it fucking is pretty heady high. It's heady. She's here.
I'm right
she,
here.
She,
I'm done.
What's
she
up, beautiful?
Finished.
Not much. I got some exciting news on Monday. I've got a singer from a great group that I found on Twitter. She's coming in to be on my show on Monday, and I'm looking forward to it. Her name's Adriana.
Singers, fucking, Metallica was there, fucking Vince.
Oh, really? What were they doing?
The lead singer for Metallica.
James Hetfield,
wow.
Yeah, Hetfield.
Yeah, all those guys live in the Bay.
Fuck yeah, I can't remember the fucking good game, man. Oh my God. Keep you on your heels, man. The North versus the South. Always a good battle, people. Woo! But the North
Rep surprise. Norteños.
Exactly.
Norteños.
The North always has to prevail. Come on, people. Woo!
I'm surprised that they have hockey in San Francisco.
It's actually in Santa Fe.
Yes, my father is a huge hockey junkie.
I thought hockey was mainly reserved for the northern, northern states and Canada and stuff like that. It doesn't snow.
No, when I lived there in the mall there was a fucking ice skating rink in the mall.
Yeah, I mean, hockey's like a big, seriously. Hockey's
it is.
A big thing in San
Fran. My dad is a huge hockey fan.
See, I wouldn't have
enormous. It's almost it's almost as big as the boner I got for Hot Janelle. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this on?
Hello? Was that live? Fuck. Where's the dragon?
I had pegged San Francisco for more, more of like a basketball town. I didn't have them pegged for a hockey city.
That's the East Bay Warriors.
You got to get it right. We're talking about San Jose, all right? The first city in California. The first capital of California.
One of the first radio stations in the West Coast was in San Jose, actually.
KCBS, bitches.
San Francisco. I just wouldn't have picked for a hockey. I wouldn't have picked it for a hockey town.
Again, you're not hearing it. It's actually San Jose. It's San Jose, but it's the San Francisco Bay Area.
San Jose is where your parents are from, right, Hutchinson?
Yeah.
Where your dad?
Where I'm from.
Where you're from, but where your dad still lives is San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make it out there sometime, and when we do, we got to stop by and bake Vincent de Bayo.
That's where fucking Goofy is, dude. That's Goofy. That's where he's his territory. He's holding it down there.
See, when we go out there to see your dad, we're just going to have to bring the whole fucking crew together and just get baked up. Yeah. Speaking of, we are past due. It is 4:20 time here on the Grindhouse. The monk needs a break. I got to get some iced tea. Oh,
yeah.
Fill my bowl. Enjoy a little 4:20 time as we kick this off. And thanks to FRD. We have the extended 4:20 time now. Give you plenty of time to get your bake on here on the Grindhouse. We'll be right back. Oh, wrong one. My bad.
Oh, there, do that.
Hello, Kermit the Frog here, welcome to Centromia Street. I'd like to tell you what today's letter is, but I am...
Yeah, that's what's up, dude.
What's popping on the show tonight? Here, let me turn this off, man.
Hang on. I'm going to take a break, too. While he's doing his 4:20 break, I'm going to do my own little brickety break.
Okay, I got to roll up a blunt. I got to celebrate.
Yeah, dude. Let's have, let's see. I already did one smoke break. Let's do another smoke break. Let's do this one. All right, so smoke break with Vincent the Bay and Goofy Bound. We'll be right back.
Taking a smoke break with Vince in the Bay.
Me on. probably smoke bud too.
How you doing, Brother Craig? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Well, I see. But yeah, is Sister Jones in?
Nope. Neither's Brother Jones. They both at work.
Well, your ass need to be nimble.
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call us sinners, sins.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Nigga.
Why don't you just give me a little bit for my cataract?
You didn't put in on this, man.
Better get a receipt, my brother. Look, she bending over. Claude Hammer. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want. Excuse me, brother. Miss Parker.
Can I talk to you for a minute, Miss Parker? We be letting you know. Leave alone.
Call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
We go to Afghanistan, we build a road, we build a school. 2 days later, they blow up the road, they blow up the school, we start building the road and the school again. In the meantime, we can't build schools in Alabama, in New Orleans, in Texas, in New York, my place where we're always fighting to try and get school money. We're spending trillions and trillions of dollars. My thing and my doctrine would be build, build, build. I would like to have him show his birth certificate. And can I be honest with you? I hope he can. Because if he can't, and if he wasn't born in this country, which is a real possibility, I'm not saying it happened, I'm saying it's a real possibility, much greater than I thought 2 or 3 weeks ago, then he is...
Barrel roll! Anyway.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, it's Vince the Bay back with Goofy Bone. Hey, Goofy, you still there? Goofy? Hello? Goofy? Unmute yourself, dude. All right, whatever. It's Vince the Bay.
Hopefully. You know the stupid Mexican always mutes himself, man. I'm rolling this blunt right now.
You're still rolling it, dude? I gave you so much time to do that, man. I fucking...
I know.
So that's why, yeah, dude.
I went and got another Corona, and I started looking up something on the internet, and plus I was interfacing with my Facebook bitches. So,
I know how that is. I know how that
be. I'm going to light it right now.
All right, dude. Let's take some calls. I got a call on the 111. You're on the air.
Well, we're looking for One-Eyed Jew. And
this is what you do every day, huh? You TV.
Hey, One-Eyed Jew, are you here or is somebody else here?
Oh, apparently I am. Why, who's looking for me?
I think that's the Skype assholes. If I'm not mistaken, we have the Skype assholes with us.
Get the Skype assholes online, really?
Yeah, they're bringing it tonight, kids.
My, oh my, how about that? I thought the Skype assholes were running from something.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up!
Oh, God, I can't listen to Debbie. I can't even listen to Debbie Daly on a recording. She's such a stupid fuck. I've never seen a woman so fucking mental as Debbie Daly. I almost feel sorry for her because I think there's... I don't know. She must have multiple mental disorders that I don't even think they have drugs for. She's probably inventing them as she goes along.
So, Jew, can I ask you a question without you getting mad?
No, that was the question. You want to ask another one?
Yeah, sure. Right. Would you let Debbie Daly stick a Sharpie up your ass?
Would I let Debbie Daly? Well, let's see.
You're so selfish, you bastard.
I don't find Debbie Daly attractive. I'm not gonna let just anybody stick a Sharpie in my ass. I mean, come on. You know, it would have to be an attractive
you're
element.
A selfish bastard.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring the Skype assholes back on. I know they're foaming at the mouth. They're like a 18-headed dog. They kind of remind me of BTR's version of, what do they call that? What do they call that monster at the gates of hell? Cerberus? Isn't it Cerberus? I think if you look up, if you get on the Google, kids, you'll see that I think Cerberus is also the name of a huge multi-conglomerate hedge fund investment firm type of deal. And I think Dan Quayle is mixed up in that, if I'm not mistaken. Jude, do you know anything about that?
Well, the I think the way you pronounce it is Cerberus.
You know what I'm talking about, though. The creature it's like at the gates of hell. It's this multi-headed dog called Cerberus.
Oh yeah, their dogs are right. They got fleas and all sorts of other stuff. They're probably all drunk. What a bunch of fucking losers these guys are.
Yeah.
And they're looking for me.
We're winning, aren't we?
Did they get tired of looking for Bill Wagner? What's the deal?
Who's Bill Wagner?
Come on, Vic. I want to hear him.
Winning.
They're sad bunch of old fucks.
I wonder if it turned down.
Now let me ask you a question. Are they or are they not welcome on Debbie Daly, the Nutcases show?
Let's find out. I did hear her last
week say that they weren't welcome. And
I think she turned her back on.
Well, you're gonna get the sex exclusive right now, Jew. All right, here we go. All right, I'm gonna unleash the gate. Skype assholes, what'd it do?
One-eyed Jew questions, that's all you get is one-eye questions.
Get your finger off the button, boy.
Yeah, boy, get your finger off.
Are you terrified of us, boy?
Yeah.
Did you hear terrified of us?
Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you.
Did you hear the Bill Wagner tape? He likes us, doesn't he? He came into our room, didn't he, there, one-eyed Jew boy?
Well, I don't know.
One-eyed punk. You need to be disciplined.
I got to mute them. They're just a mess.
No, did you hear it? That was a question. Did you hear it?
He's a
consultant. Hey, Skype assholes.
He's a consultant.
Get your finger off the button, boy, or are you terrified of us?
He's a future consultant. He had money at one time.
Hey, Skype assholes.
He's terrified. You and the
Yeah, go ahead, goofball. What?
All right, I think it's going to get even better. Hey, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we got Goofy. Wow, they've all come out tonight. You have Goof. Before I open this back up, I just want to get our listeners up to speed. We have Goofy with us. With me, actually. Goofy.
Nah.
That's crazy. I have Goofy. I have the Bill Wagoner crew. Or not? I'm sorry, not the Bill Wagoner. They just say, the guy just says Bill Wagoner every other word. I kind of associate him with the group, but he's not. He's a Skype asshole. But no, I have the Skype assholes. I got the Mexican. I got the Jew. I've got we even got Ric Flair still. The Nature Boys still with us. And it might even get better. We got one more caller here. Let me see. You got another block number. You're on the air.
Hey.
Who's this?
Springfield.
Rick Springfield?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. What's up, Rick?
I got an 8-inch cough that's fat.
Is it? Are you hung like a thermos?
Oh, yes.
What are you gonna do with
like
that thermos?
Big pop,
are you gonna twist that thermos for me, baby?
Ooh.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you simmer for a little bit. Let you marinate. You're just getting buttered up. Let's get back to Goofy Bone.
Hey, Vince, am I live?
You're live. You're live. I'm going to make everybody live here in a second, and I'm going to go take a leak.
Well, fuck, I was over here talking to myself, but fuck it. Yeah, let's bring in the Skype assholes. I want to ask them a couple questions. I don't know if they see my troll or dirty, but I gave them a shout-out, too.
I also you know what else I'd love to do? I'd love to do a session. I don't know if you guys are familiar. I have a little bit I do on my show, and we got plenty of time to do it. I'd love for Snake to do this if he's up for it. I have this segment I call Tongue Twisters, and since I got Snake on the line, I was thinking Snake might want to do Tongue Twisters, and if he's able to complete Tongue Twisters, he can have the floor of my show uninterrupted for 5 minutes.
Snake, that's a challenge. I, if you're the great snake that everybody talks about, you should do it, Snake.
Right. Well, then I think it's time for Tongue Twisters then, kids, with Snake. And if Snake's not up for it, perhaps one of the other Skype assholes will be able to do it. Because they seem to be wordsmiths, if you know what I'm saying. Let's see. Hey, Skype assholes, you guys want to play Tongue Twisters?
Why don't you get your finger off the mute button, boy, and man up? You think you can come
right,
in our room?
Why don't you man up? Why don't you man up?
Why don't
play,
you man up? I'm going to find you, and I'm going to bitch slap you, boy.
All right. Well, then.
I wish you would, motherfucker. Right, I wish you would. Go. You guys are old men. Handle your business. Fight me. Playing.
It's time for Tongue Twisters with Vince in the Bay. Now say red leather, yellow leather 5 times fast.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather. Okay, for real, here we go. Okay. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Fat frogs flying past fast.
Fat frogs flying past fast. Fat frogs flying past fast.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Say toy boat 5 times fast.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Okay. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
All right. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Surely shall see the sunshine soon.
Surely shall see the sunshine soon. We surely shall see the sunshine soon. Life sounds so
exciting. Losers winning. The
Okie dokie, kids. That's right. We're going to play tongue twisters with these Skype assholes. And if they win, they can just I'll unmute them for the rest of the show.
Come on, Skype assholes. I know you guys could do it, man.
Yeah, I know you guys can do this. Now, I've done this with the Mexican. I've done this with the Jew. I've even done this with Ric Flair. And they've all done it. They've all completed it. So this is your shot, bro. All right. So are you guys there?
This is your internet experience. Oh, boy. Play tongue Wait, twister cool. games. There's we want to talk to the right. one eye. He said he's the smartest
right. tongue
guy.
Twister
we sit around
number
and do
one.
This every night, huh? This is yep. what you dweeb
ready?
Do every
tongue
night.
Twister number one.
right.
Fat
nigger,
frogs
nigger,
flying past fast.
All right. Nigger, nigger, nigger. I said it real fast 3 times. Nigger, nigger, nigger.
All incorrect. Right. You get
nigger,
another
nigger,
shot.
Nigger.
Go ahead. Try again.
Nigger, nigger, nigger.
Actually, what you fucking dweeb say, huh?
One here. Nigger let's play it one more time. Maybe you didn't hear it. Here it is. Tongue twister number one. Fat frogs flying past fast.
Queer guys in San Francisco blow niggers.
Correct. Hey, you guys are good. All right. See, we're just getting warmed up here. All right, you ready?
This is why you try and get in our room every day right. and record us, huh? So you have that
okay.
something to do.
Mm-hmm. Tongue twister number two.
No, this is
say
really
20
original,
boat five times
Bay.
Fast.
Really
you got to shut up for a
Bay.
Second so you can hear the tongue twister. Say here it is.
It's really
tongue
original there, boy.
Say
really
20
original.
Boat five times fast.
I'm glad we don't have to do this every day for an internet experience. You actually pay for this, huh?
Jeez.
You actually give money.
You guys are getting good at this. You guys are starting to get the hang of this. Wow, I'm starting to think that I'm in trouble. You guys will get 15. You guys
hey.
Will get
well,
over on
my
internet.
Mouth talk street, man.
If you get this next one, you will get
talk
to take over my
man.
Internet experience. So here it is.
You're better off on Pal Talk or Talk Shoe for free. You really
here it is. Here it is, guys.
Holy
here it is. Here it is.
As your financial advisor, I would suggest you cancel
right,
this.
Tongue twister number three. Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie? Did you hear it?
This is a complete waste of money. As your friend, I would suggest you cancel this immediately.
I would suggest
did you get two
you
more
go,
shots. One more,
down
you want to hear it again? Here it is again.
Pick up a
tongue twister number three. Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy, this is exciting. Some sick shit, I'll tell you.
I guess they wanted it.
You guys are so close. You're so close. You can get this. You can get this.
One eye left.
You're boring. Where's the...
I got it. Here's one more shot,
you?
Dude. One more shot.
Where's one eye, man?
You're
one
boring.
It is.
You heard of winning,
again,
but you're
tongue
boring.
Tongue twister number three.
Listen
can you
to the
imagine
more.
An imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary
queer,
menagerie?
Queer, queer, queer. Queer, queer, queer. Queer, queer.
Where's
one eye, man? We want to hear about that.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
So close, so close. We really appreciate you participating. And as a parting gift, here's a message from the One-Eyed Jew. One-Eyed Jew?
Oh, what can I do? What can I do for you?
Oh, just, well, Snake and company were so close to taking over my show. I was going to mute them for the remainder if they would have solved a tongue twister. But
might have helped if they were drunk. Well, they're kind of always drunk, aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Hey, Jew.
Yeah, Goofy, what can I do for you?
What's your outtake on what's going on with the bullshit of Obama's reign of terror?
What do you mean his reign of terror? What is that?
His wars that his Nobel Peace Prize holding ass is in.
Oh, I thought you meant the reign of terror on the American people. I was confused. I'm sorry.
No. The reign of terror started when Lyndon B. Johnson told the CIA it was fine to kill John F. Kennedy. That was when the reign of terror really started.
Now, actually, the reign of terror started with FDR on March 6, 1933, when he had the Congress change the Trading with the Enemy Act and took out the exception for American citizens, essentially making us the enemy. So that's when it happened.
What about the Gulf of Tonkin or some shit like that? Did that really happen?
Now, hold on a second. Are you just throwing stuff out, or did you just digest what I said?
Dude, you don't understand.
I'm
this guy's
you,
been, Jew, you got to understand. This guy, this guy's been gangbanging his whole life. He's just starting to find out about the New World Order and all the fucking assholes and capitalist crony capitalists.
Yeah, but he's all over the place.
Not capitalists, crony capitalists. He's just getting hip to it, bro. So there's questions that need to be answered. You should be happy that he's getting his. Getting his intel from you, bro.
Well, I understand that, but he's as scattered as...
You know,
fucking...
Q, you're the closest thing to an FBI agent or a government agent that I know that's out there. I'm telling you.
Say that again?
You're the closest thing out there to a government agent that's out there.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to talk to some government agents, you could talk to the Skype assholes. They work for the government.
Yeah, but they're phony government. We want
no,
real government.
Not. They're not phony government. They're paid like snitches and whores by the federal government. That's what they do. You realize that's their whole thing, is to come in and wreak havoc and talk to people. If anybody's talking about anything that's factual, then they come in and they just sort of obfuscate and yell and scream over everybody. That's their job.
Okay. Well, can you answer my question about the Gulf of Tonkin?
Well, the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. McNamara wrote about it in his book.
Huh.
It was staged, you think? Because that's what was that? That was the reason why we went in Nam, right?
Well, that was the reason that, what do you call it? I'm going to forget now. Lyndon B. Johnson got us into Vietnam, got us really bombing the crap out of everybody and killing them. That was a tragedy. It's a false flag operation, no different than 9/11. No different than 9/11 or anything else.
Well, who do you think orchestrated 9/11? Cheney?
No, I think it was orchestrated by hardcore, the same people that killed Kennedy and the same people the same people that took down the Merrifelder building. They're the people that did it. But the presidents and everybody else goes along with it because they believe that they're blackmailed. I mean, look at Obama.
If you look at President George Bush's face, I mean, he's like, are you fucking serious? You know what I mean? Even though he's a dumb shit. But if you look at his face when he's reading,
he's
that
not stupid.
Book,
there's nothing stupid about George W. Bush.
It's like
he's not a stupid man. I never understood why people ever said that. He's not a stupid man. Is he an evil man? Yes.
Well,
stupid? No.
Let's put it this way: his emotions and reactions are the most stupidest out of any president that's ever been out there.
Why not took over another show?
Well, I think he's probably had. I think Bush had some remorse. I really believe that Bush showed some remorse about 9/11. I don't think he was entirely comfortable with killing Americans. That's just my opinion. But
come on. I mean, Bush, the way he kissed that black baby out there in Katrina, I mean, come on. That was phonier than shit.
Well, everything that these guys do is phony. Obama gave a speech and there wasn't anything in it that even Biden fell asleep during the speech. So it's
kind of like how I just fell asleep during your little speech. I'm sorry, folks. It's Vincent the Bay. I'm gonna wrap it up here. Hey, Goofy. I really appreciate you coming through, man. Even though you're wasted, I'm glad the Sharks won in overtime. That was cool.
I would have been on your show earlier, but fuck the Sharks, man. It was a game, man. So I had to be there. So I was like, fuck. But damn.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, I appreciate it, man. All right, dude. Hey, before I get out of here, I have one more caller, 111, waiting patiently. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
It's me, Jesse Ventura.
Oh, Jesse Ventura, what's going on, dude?
What's going on?
Hey, Goofy, are you still here? Are you hearing this? Jesse Ventura's here, dude.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
Vince, what's going on, Vince?
Nothing much. What's up? What's up, Jesse?
Listen, Vince, I'm just calling you. All this shit is true. It's all a conspiracy. I was in the government for so long. I'm sorry, I'm catching a cold. 9/11, it's a conspiracy. It's all a fucking government, man. That's why they kicked me out.
You're right, Dad. You were in the Navy, weren't you?
Yeah. But listen, I was a governor. I was your governor. All right? But this is what's going on. This is what's going on, man. That earthquake in China, it was staged.
It was Japan, actually. It was Japan. But anyway, it was staged.
There's one in China. There's going to be one in China soon.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah. And don't drink the water. Make sure you have a Brita at your house because this shit
is a Brita. No, I have a Berkey and a Brita.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to stay long. I got to be under 3 minutes. Otherwise, they could trace my call.
I know, Governor. I know how it is.
Build a bunker. By next year, the world is going to, they're going to explode. Build a bunker. Stay safe. Keep safe. Save all the food. Save everything. All right? This is coming from me. I'm the governor. All right? Just be safe, Vince. I'll talk to you. All right? I got to go.
All right, Governor, I appreciate it. There he is, the Governor, Jesse the Bonnie Ventura. He's also a former Navy SEAL. I wouldn't fuck with him. He knows what's up. And hey, it's Vince in the Bay. It's been a pleasure, everybody. And I salute you for your service, Governor. And thank you so much for joining me here tonight. I thank Goofy Bone. I thank the Skype assholes. Who else called in? I don't know. It ended up being a good show. I didn't have any expectations. Oh, wait, I have a call back. Another 111. Go ahead, 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
It's me.
Oh, Carl. What's up, dude? What do you want?
Nothing. I just want to know, why is all the keys missing in the keyboard? What did you do to the computer?
Oh, you know what? I was afraid that there was going to be hackers, so I disabled the keyboard. That's what it looks like.
I was trying to look at porn, and all the keyboards are missing, and it's all gooey. What's going on, Vince?
Well, you put two and two together and tell me.
Can you bring me up those breadsticks that we got at Red Lobster earlier?
They're stale. They're like drumsticks now. Seriously. You don't want those. You'll break your teeth on them.
Can you heat them? Bring them upstairs for me, Vince. You're almost done, right?
Yeah, we're just wrapping it up, actually. I was just gonna say goodbye to everybody, but you caught me. So.
I'm sorry, Vince. Just bring them up, okay? Maybe we could play some games. I have
I actually have a headache. I just had the Skype assholes on, and they really you know, they gave me a headache because those guys talk. They talk at the same time, and they say that it's like Bill Wagner this and whatever. I don't and one eyed that, and it hurts. So I don't know if I don't think I'm ready to play any games.
All right, well, just
I think I've had enough shenanigans for the night.
Two glasses of Kadem for me and you.
That actually sounds kind of good. Yeah, we should do that. Yeah,
that sounds good. Nice.
No, I don't. I like it room temperature.
Okay. All right, well, nice mind, then, Vince. Nice question, Tim.
All right, shut the fuck up and go away, Carl. I hate you. He's my cabana boy. He's supposed to be working for me, and I do shit for him. It's ridiculous. It's fucking it's a travesty. All right, I'm going to... Oh, God, Nature Boy. What, Nature Boy, what?
Hey, Vince in the Bay. This is Debbie Daly.
Hey, Debbie.
Okay?
Debbie.
And I've just figured this whole shit out, okay? You're the goddamn leader of my hate machine. Shut up. I'm talking, okay? Okay? I figured it out. You're trying to get me 404 off of BTR because you don't like that. And all the listenership over here.
I'm not.
Talking because I'm going to keep on talking over you. No, you're figured out now, baby. The Jew came from you. Matilda Blankets came from you. Carlito from Mexico came from you. Karl Barks came from you. Every fucking hater I've got comes from you. You sit at the helm of my hate machine, you piece of fucking shit. So So stay away from me, and I'll stay the fuck away from you. And if you get me 404 off here, I'll make goddamn sure that you get 404 off here. Do you understand me? Am I making myself clear? And you tell that piece of shit Jew I should have to shut his fucking fat ass mouth. He knows nothing about me, my vagina, and he will never come close to a woman like me in his fucked up life, okay? And tell him he can take his stupid pedophilia bullshit and stick it straight up his fucking ass.
And that's from Debbie Daly.
Whoa. Hey, we still have 60 seconds. Go ahead. Continue.
You want 60 seconds? Listen to me. You are a 1965 radio ripoff show, and I will kick your ass any day of the week. Whoa. You got that? I am the Nature Law, limousine ride, jet pot, Doc Arion drinking. Whoa. Son of a gun. If you cross Debbie Daly, you cross the Nature Boy, and that is worse than getting 404 from BTR.
And I'm Vince in the Bay. Thanks for tuning in tonight, kids. I appreciate the love. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And I salute everybody who's servicing me and serving me, apparently, all throughout the BTR universe. I love you.
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven seas.
We're on the network.